Avraham and Beis in the middle of the Yamud. Hazei Bahari the Kulei. Hazei Bahari the Kulei. The Mishnah on that base of Aleph says that not only is needed the Kosher Shavavam, but Esther Mishloisha, we need a Sanhedrin Tan of 23 Rabbonim to be done Dina Nechashis of Ardon, but even Dina Nechashis of Behem also needs 23. And the cases were Shara Niskal by Shar Shahar Visa'adam, Shara Rabea, Shara Hamirva, Shar Sinai. The Gemara said all the cases of Dina Nechashis of Behem, and he had to think of it. But even Dina Nechashis of a Behem also needs 23. And the cases were Shara Niskal by Shara Shahar Visa'adam, Shara Raveya, Shara Hamirva, Shara Sinai. The Gemara said all the cases of Dina Nechashis of a Behem, and the Hepatinsa, the Behem is Chai Nisa, requires a Bezna of 23. And then the Mishnah has, what's the din of a Shara Shahar Visa'adam? So the Mishnah says in Baba Kam, there is labdav kishor and ox. What if it's a panther? What if it's a lion? What if it's a horse? What if it's a mule? What if it's a chicken? The Mishnah records that once there was a chicken that killed a person, and they gave the chicken skila. So the halacha is that whatever it says shor, is labdav kishor echad behem achai v'yoyf b'mashma. All animals are included. The same thing in the Aseres Adibis that it says regarding Shabbos. How does it say? So the Gemara says that Shor is Labdat Kishor, same thing by Sinai. You learn how Shor Shami Sinai, all behemoths are the Mashma. So all behemoths. So the Mishnah has a Mach, the Mishnah says like that, Hazei, Bari, Badei, Barnava, Barbulus, Barnochosh, all kinds of animals. Any animal, Shahar Gisadnam, is Misasim Be'asim Shlosh. Reb Lezer disagrees and he says you don't need a Bezin of 23. We don't pass him like Reb Lezer. Yachad V'Rab Malacha Kirab. Reb Lezer disagrees with the Chachamim and he says, Kol HaKoydim LaHargon Zohar. What exactly does Reb Lezer mean to say? So Halacha L'maisa, it's not relevant, we're not going to pass him like Reb Lezer. But the issues that the Gemara brings in to interpret Reb Lezer are relevant to Halacha L'maisa. So let's spend a little time on that. That's in the middle of Daf Tezvavim and Beis. The Gemara presents a machlokes between Reb Yechon and Reish Lakish. What's pshat in Reb Lezer? So Reish Lakish learns pshat, Omar Reish Lakish, V'hu Shehei Nisu. The only time Reb Lezer says Kol HaKodim LaHorgon Zohar is only if Azei Vari Vadei Vanavu Vaparbus. These are real wild animals, dangerous animals. So if they kill the person already, so you don't have to wait. Reb Lezer claims, he disagrees with the Tanakh. You don't have to wait till you can be in a Bezna 23 and you get Eidim, Hasro, you don't need. And you get Eidim, Eidim testify, and you make a Gmar Din. The Gemara has a whole discussion about the Kama, Machleke Satanoim, whether you can make the Gmar Din of the Shor Shalei Gafana. By Adam, there's a Din, Aram Dolofnei Ha'idol HaMishpot. That's a Pasuk in the end of Chumash Bamidbar. I think it's in Parshish Masei. Aram Dolofnei Ha'idol HaMishpot, stayed by the Ritzeach. Leim Asa Ritzeach, Aram Dolofnei Ha'idol HaMishpot. You're not allowed to give him an Einish Misa until the Bez makes a Gmar Din Bifana. Ain't Gomadina Shalom and Melba Bifana. You have to be the Kabbalatist Bifana, that's a different Pasuk, that's a Mishpat. Ruad Bivolov is the Pasuk that teaches us that Haggadah Seydis has to be Bifnei Bobit. And Gmardin, Ain't Gomadina Shalom and Melba Bifana is the Pasuk. Rashi writes like that in Bovakam, Rachman Hei, that the mocker for the Din by Adam is Arondal of Nehu Egel HaMishpat, that Ain't Gomadina Shalom Ella Bifana. What about by Shor? So by Shor Kabbalah say this Bifnei HaShor, that doesn't make any sense. The Gemara says, let's say we have a Dintera against the Kotten. So the Gemara says, even if the Kotten is here, he cannot be Mekabbalah this Bifana. Even Bufana, Bishalei Bufana. Bufana, Kabbalah says Bufana means in the presence of the one against whom the witnesses are testifying, and he's a bardas, and he's able to interrogate the alien and say, what do you mean I did that? It's not true. I wasn't even there. You weren't there. You don't know what you're talking about. He'll know already what questions to ask. But Baldin, against whom the Edom are testifying, will already know how to cross-examine. He'll already know to tell the Bezdin what questions to ask. But he himself will ask questions. So the Gemara says in the last parak in Balakamia, you can never be the Kabbalahidus against the Kotten, because the Kotten is always Shalai B'Fam. The Kotten is always Shalai B'Fam. Because even though he's here, even though he's present, but the fun of means it should be a bardas, he should be able to argue back. So you certainly don't require Kabbalah Seydus b'fnei ha-shor. The shor doesn't have to be there. The shor is mishkan bardas. The shor won't know what questions to ask. The pasuk says, who at the volov, the Kabbalah Seydus has to be b'fnei balashor. The other balashor, the yaman al-shor. The balashor has to be present when in the Kabbalah. But what about the Gemar Din? The Gemar Din, when the Bez makes the Gemar Din, the fun of, so that's a Digmar Din should be Chal on the Odom. It's an issue because the Odom should be able to Dingzach with the best. By the time they're holding by making their Digmar Din, there's nothing to Dingzach about, there's nothing to dispute. So that's a Xeris HaKos. So Digmar Din has to be made. Bifnei, Ein Garmadin Shalom, the Mela Bifon. So that's a Machlaiki Satanayim, in Bava Kama, and Dafman, Hey Amiral, of Kinyin. Does that Din also apply to Kamisa Sabayim, Kachmi Sashor? Does that apply to Shor or not? So there's a Machlaiki Zameh and Chacham. So Reb Leizer says in the Mishnah, and that day some knowledge, if I say vary, if I do, if I know, no, never, a bardalist. These are really dangerous animals. If they were harbors of Adam, that's how Resh Lakish says. Hu shehim misu, if they already killed an Adam, we don't have to wait till we convene a Sanhedrin of 23. Take a day or two. This animal may not go kill somebody else. We don't have to wait till they're going to make a gmadin, the fun of. That's what Blessed says. Just go and kill the Behemoth and fart. But if you just have Zeva, Riva, Deva, another Bibles that are in the forest, that are roaming around, but they didn't kill anybody, if it seems like a dangerous animal, that's Allah of Lashasim Dam and Bebeisech. If you see that there's a dangerous animal roaming around, about everybody has to shoot the animal. But Resh Lakish interprets within Reb Leizer that if you have it, some people have snakes in their apartments, and they're tame snakes. But some people, dangerous snakes, but they tame them. Some people, race in the circus, they have lions, they have some of these animals, and they tame them, and they train them not to kill people. Alma Kasabar, so Resh Lakish learns Pshat within Reb Leizer, Yeshlam Targus, Yeshlam Bailam, that you can train even these wild animals, Azeiv, Arib, Adeiv, Anamav, Abardalus. It is possible to train these animals, and if they're trained and they don't pose any danger, then you're not allowed to check them, you're not allowed to kill them. But if they, because Yeshlam Bailam, the owner possesses the animal, and he trained it, and it's not going to be dangerous, so you're not allowed to be mazikim by killing his bane. If the behemoth killed somebody, so then you don't have to bother, Reb Leizer Shita, you don't have to bother to convene. There's in 23, you call up Edom Hagazor. And Rabbi Yechanan disagrees about Pshat and Reb Leizer, and he says, no, Rabbi Yechanan Amar, Avapi Shaloi Hemisu. Reb Leizer disagrees with the Chachamim totally. Reb Leizer holds that even if these animals were loy hemisu, and even though they seem to be pretty tame, it's still kolakoidim hargam zacha, that you should kill the behemoth right away. You shouldn't wait till the next trouble. These are always labeled as dangerous animals, and there's a din of lasas and damim and vesef, that whoever sees the animal should be misalak the hezek from the community. Alma Kasova, so Rabbi Yechanan's opinion obviously is Elam Tarvis, they cannot be trained within Reb Leizer. Well, within Reb Leizer, Elam Tarvis, they cannot be trained, and therefore Elam Bailam. Therefore, there's no Isik Zaylam. If I'm gonna come, let's say you have a pet cat, or you have a pet puppy or something, and I come and I shoot your pet. Or you have a farm full of behemoths, cows, whatever, chickens, and I come and I shoot your behemoth. I'm an Ottoman Mazik, I have no right to. But over here, Rabbi Yechanan learns Pshat within Reb Leizer, Elam Tarvis, these are such dangerous animals, you cannot train them, therefore Elam Bailam. Therefore, you cannot taina against me that you're the Bailam and I'm Mazik your mom. You have no right to have such a mom in your possession. So you can't have any taina against me. So the Gemara says, we got in this Machlokes Abayecha Mishlokish Tanan. Well, let's read the Mishnah. Whose reading is better? Tanan, it says in the Mishnah, Blezer, right now, Kalakadim Lahargon Zachar. So the Gemara wants to know, what is he Zachar? Bishleim of Rabbi Yechanan. According to Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Blezer says you should kill any of these animals, Azeva, Riva, Deva, Nava, Abarbus, Abishalay, and Isu. Why? Because Lasasim Damim Beisechim. So what does mean kolakadim laharban zacha? Say that you can even keep the skin of the animal. The Gemara says, "Bishleim le Rabbi Yechon lemay zacha zacha liyorek." It's a treif of flesh. So what are you going to do with it? You can't eat it. It's a vela anyway. You didn't shecht it. You killed it. So it's a behemoth tanei. So you can't eat it. So zacha liyorek. If you want, you can use the fur to make a fur coat or whatever. You can use the skin to make a pocketbook. You can use the leather. Alligators. So, Bishlein Rabbi Yechanan, my Zacha, Zacha Lioran. How is it Zacha Lioran? I mean, they made a hefker as a hefker. They said that even though the lion is yours, even though the snake belongs to you, it's your private ownership, the Chachamim allowed me to be mazik it, and there's no reason mazik because Lassasim Daman Rabbi Secha, you're supposed to kill it. So they gave anybody permission to kill it because of the sakana. Not only that, they made a hefka bed and hefka, they declared that it's hefka the kalakaitim and the harga zacho. I win a bonus. The Chachamim say, if I fulfill the mitzvah of Lasasim Dhamma Vesecha by killing the animal, so they give me a bonus, I can keep the skin. So that's only Nicha if you hold like Rabbi Yechanan's pshat within Rabbi Lezer. That but if you hold the Reish Lakish, but according to Reish Lakish, Lemai Zacha, the Reish Lakish says Pshat within Rabbi Lezer. Daf Giv Horgu, Frek Digmar, Mod Nekasha. That's why I want to spend a little time on this. Lemai Zacha, how do you need Rabbi Lezer's taken to the Mishnah? What is Zacha that you can keep the skin? How can it be? Frek Digmar, Kinshehemisu. Reish Lakish interprets Pshat and Rabbi Lezer, but he says the only time you have the right to kill is if a nisu. Shouldn't I say Shavino Rabbon and Kiman the Gomer Dinayu Isuri Hanoe Ninu? The din is that the Shor on this Kalacha Shemig Madino becomes also Bano. In one Baba Kamala is Atam Sukkot. Parasha Noki Noki Menachasa. The Shor on this Kal after the Gmar Din becomes also Bano. See here, there never was a Gmar Din. We never even bothered. Reb Lezer says you don't have to bother to convene a Bezlan 23. So he says, so what is that based on? So the Gemara has an interesting interpretation within Reish Lakish. The Kivan Shehemisu, Shavinu Rabban and the Chachamim considered it, Reb Lezer claims, the Chachamim considered it, Kiman the Goma Dinayu, as if there had been a Gmar Din, and a Shara Nisko, Shara Shara Nisodim, after Gmar Din becomes Asabano. So the Gemara says, let it be also Bano. How can you say that we give you a bonus and we say Hefkebez and Hefke, you can keep the skin because you did the mitzvah of Rasas Mdam and the Vesech of Sibu Kamazi? Why? I should consider it Isuri Hamra. And for the Gemara, you're right. The word Zacha doesn't mean Zacha, you can keep a bonus, you can keep the skin. My Zacha, Zacha Lo Shamayim, you have a schar in Oil Mamas. It will be Farechem Pez a mitzvah for you. And then the Gemara says, Tanik Abbas of the Reish Lakish. There's a Braisa that says, Beferish, like Reish Lakish's interpretation of Rabbi Lezer. Echad Shor She'enis Vechad Be'em V'chay Shanisa B'chav Gimel. Tanakama says, you always need a Bezna B'chav Gimel. And Rabbi Lezer says, no, if it's a Shor, if it's a tame animal, She'enis, it's Bezna Shloisha. However, Shor Be'em V'chay, these dangerous animals, She'enisu, if they kill, that's a Reish Lakish Lom Shatan Rabbi Lezer. Like it says explicitly in this Tosefta. Not Zacha. He can keep a bonus, he can keep the skin. That the Chachamim made a Hefker Bez Nefker to give him a schar mitzvah b'hayam, that he should get reward for doing the mitzvah of Sila Kamazik. No, Zacha l'ashamayim. At Fadim ta mitzvah, he gets a mitzvah. So this is a very interesting, we don't pass him like Rabbi Lezer, but the way the Gemara understood Rabbi Lezer based on his Tosefta, based on Reish Lakish, is very fascinating. Kini Shehemisu Shavinu Rabbonon Kiman the Gomadinayu Yisui Hamanin. A very fascinating idea. The mocker of this idea is really a sugi and baba kama that we do paskin like halacha l'maisa. We don't accept Rav Lezer shita here, but the principle behind it states in the Gemara. There is a Gemara in the second parak in baba kama, and the Gemara has a discussion whether avid inish din la nafshe, aloy avid inish din la nafshe. Goes in shaila. Let's say a person is a talmid chacham, and most people find it difficult to judge things objectively. Everybody judges everything subjectively. One is a Talmid Chacham, maybe sometimes will be able to judge something objectively. So the Gemara says, what if a person is a Tzur from the Rabbanah? A person is a Talmid Chacham. He's involved, I'm involved in an Asik. Someone came into my house at least, and he cluttered up my whole backyard with barrels, whatever. He put things in without permission. Or the Gemara has a case, I have some property, I have a well, and it has the water, and someone came and he's gambling the water for me. And it's clear, it's absolutely clear that he's a ganav. There's no way in the world that he can explain to Hezbollah why he's entitled to steal the water from me. So the Gemara says that sometimes there's a discussion, do you say, Obedinish din al nafshei? Does a person have the right to take the law into his own hands to beat up the other person? Do I have a right to beat up the ganav to prevent them from gambling? Or to beat up the other mamazik or to gamble back from him? Let's say somebody owes me money and he doesn't pay the money. And I know the din and I know the case and I know very well he owes me $1,000 and he didn't pay back. Am I allowed to go gamble the money from his house? So you say, Ovid Inish Dinu Nafshe, you're allowed to do it on your own. If it's a person who's not a Tzur from Adir Abbanon, so maybe he's judging subjectively. Maybe he doesn't know the din. Maybe the din is that the other fellow is really fatal. But what if he is a Tzur from Adir Abbanon and he knows the facts and he knows the din, and to the best of his knowledge, he's really judging objectively, and the din is that he really owes me the money? So do you say you still have to go to Bezin? You have to have a Psak Bezin on the case? Or do you say, no, all the din is, din lo nafshek, you're allowed to take the law into your own hands. So the Gemara says, in certain cases we allow it. Basically we don't allow it. In certain cases we allow it. When do we allow it? So the Gemara says, let's say, hechadika pseida. Someone's gambling my water. So if I'm going to call the police, still they're going to come, it'll take you half an hour. Maybe. They take 3 hours, but at least it'll take half an hour. So he'll clean out all of my water. I'm not going to have any more water to irrigate, to water my pears that are growing. So hechadikep say the, then the din is avidin is din l'nafshe. When else do you say avidin is din l'nafshe? When someone is doing an aveira. So the Gemara says lafushim is through it. The Gemara gives a funny case in Baba Kama and Daf Chav Ches and Aleph. I had an Eved Ivri. An Eved Ivri is yetzei b'sheish or is yetzei b'yoyvel. Whatever. It's time that the Eved Ivri goes free. So it calls man that he was my Eved Ivri. He was mutter b'shivcha k'nayim. So he's living with the shivcha k'nayim. The minute he goes free, comes Yom Kippur shel Yoyvel or comes the end of sheish. So he's a free man. So he doesn't want to go free. He doesn't want to go free. That's marvelous. It continued to work for me. But he's not allowed. But he's officially, he's no longer an Eved Ivri. So he has to stop living with the Shivcha K'nayim. No. He wants to do me a teiva to continue to work for me, to remain an Eved Ivri, because he likes his Shivcha K'nayim. He wants to stay with him. That's prohibited. He's not an Eved Ivri anymore. So he no longer has a head to the Shivcha K'nayim. So the Gemara says, and if he still continues to live with the Shivcha K'nayim, so I don't have to wait till I call up the Bezdin. Bezdin's going to come. Right now he's going to live with the Shivcha K'nayim. So not a lafusha mei sura. So then the Gemara says, Avidin is din l'nafshe. So what kind of halacha is that? Avidin is din l'nafshe. What's the basis of the din? Do you need a basis for the din? Who says you need a basis for the din? So the Gemara says, yes. The Gemara seems to understand like this. The oilam, there's a din. I'm not allowed to beat someone else up. So what right do I have to beat him up, lafusha mei sura? Or the ganav is stealing my water. Whatever, he's gambling something for me. So what right do I have to beat him up to prevent him from gambling for me? The Torah nish. There is no halacha that a ganav is chayiv, ganav deserves to get clapped. He doesn't deserve to get beaten up. But the only, so I should call the police, I should call the Bezin. What's the Bezin going to do? The Bezin's going to beat him up. What help does the Bezin have? So the Gemara says, no, the Gemara in the third parak of Ma'ikot learns that from Sukkah Minachemia, that the Bezin had, the Shliach Bezin has a Heta Hakor, he has a right to beat people up if they don't listen to the Psak, if they don't want to come to Bezin Tari, he has a right to beat them up, he has a right to put them in Kherim, he has a right to curse them, he has a right to destroy their property, he has a right to be Mafke their property, all the things that are normally prohibited, an Odom HaMazin. How am I allowed to damage your property? But a Shliach Bezin has a heter if it's litzarech, if it's in order to enforce the law. Or a heter chavol, or to beat them up, a heter klovim, kal chaver is an iser. So the Shliach Bezin has a special heter, he's permitted to curse. But he mafke your property. It's also out of mamazik. What do you mean the Shliach Bezin is mafke your property? Kol ha-koidim zocha. What do you mean? He's a kanaf. What kind of? So that's a gzeres hakosu. The Gemara learns it out from Pesukim in Nechemia. You know how milse, how do you know that the Bezin has the right to curse and to hit and so on? There's a special heter for the Shliach Bezin. So the Gemara in Bava Kama is discussing this topic. Do you say, Obed inish dinu l'nafshei? Do I have the right to take the law into my own hands where I judge? I'm a Talmid Chacham and I know the case. So let's say it's lafushi meisura to prevent the person from violating an avera, or it's hechadik epsedi, he's going to clean out all the water from the bore and I won't have any water left. He's going to be mazik me in an irretrievable fashion. He's going to ruin me for good over here. It's going to be a tremendous efsed. So then the Gemara says, in such cases, the Halacha says, Nasis yadai kishliach bezin, and that's why he's allowed to do it. The Gemara doesn't stop say, Ovidin ish den rafshay. No, the heter is based on Nasis yadai kishliach bezin, so he has the same heter that the shliach bezin has. He's allowed to curse, and he's allowed to hit, and he's allowed to destroy property, and he's allowed to be mafke property, and so on. This is what the Rosh has a discussion also at the end of the first parak in Bava Kama and Tav Tezvav on the base. The Gemara has a machlokes amaroim regarding chatzi nezek of shor tam. In Parshas Mishpatim it says there are gimel avos nemer b'shor. Shor amazik is possible in three ways: either keren or shen v'regel. So shen v'regel is only b'chatzur anizik. Shen v'regel has my bein who went into the chatzur anizik and it made a hezik kiurchei in a normal fashion, either by nibbling whatever food was there, or just walking by trampling, by walking so it makes hezik, or by rolling on the ground, or by leaning on the walls. Shen v'regel means hezik kiurchei. And Karen means whenever my behemoth does a hezek in an oifer mishuna. So whenever it's mishuna, so then the first three times the bala behemoth only pays chatzi nezek migufo. If the behemoth is only worth $100, that's all the nezek is going to get. Even if the hezek was $1,000, I only pay chatzi nezek. Let's say if the hezek was $100, I only have to pay $50. So if my shor amazik is worth $100, so the nezek only gets $50 of the shor. He doesn't get the whole shor. Even though the hezek was $100, he only gets chatzi nezek. But let's say the hezek was $1,000, and the chatzi nezek is $500, so he doesn't get $500. My behemah is only worth $100, so he only takes the behemah. That's all. That's called chatzi nezek migufo. Never exceeds the tashlumin of shor tam. Never exceeds chatzi nezek, and never exceeds the gufa behemah. That's chatzi nezek migufo. And if it's a shor amuad, it's ready the fourth time. Then you pay nezek sholem min aliyah. Min aliyah means even in excess of the value of the behemah. So the Gemara has a machloikas ha'amaroim regarding the nature of the din of shortam. The halacha that you pay chatzi nezek migufo the first three times, here the Gemara has it on Sanhedrin dav gimel amud aleph, he had it also. So there's a machloikas ha'amaroim, four lines before the bottom of dav gimel amud aleph, where the palga niska, the chatzi nezek, that the Baal HaShor pays by a shortam, is that knas or is that moment? The Allah HaLamayis in the Maskanas HaGemar, the Hilchusah, the Palga Niska is knasah. Since it's knas, ain't done masa bebovo. If it would be momen, then you can be goyva bebovo. If it's knas, then you cannot collect it bebovo. Bebovo means that they didn't have any smuchim. You have to have smuchim in order to convene a real bezin, in order to be done knasas. In order to be done momen is, even though you also need smuchim in atara, but there you say shlichasai kvavdina. That's the sukkah we had in the beginning of Sanhedrin, that the non-smuchim today, because manazeh, we don't have any smuchim, so the non-smuchim are considered as if the shluchim of the people who used to be smuchim 1500 years ago. But that's only for collecting mum. For collecting knas, you can't say shlichasai. So the Gemara says, "Dei Baba Kana and Daf Kazvav on the base." And since we pass from La Halacha, the Chatzin Nezik of Shortam is Knas. It's not Momin. So therefore, ain't Goyve Meister the Bavel. He cannot Bezin Shad the Bavel. Does not Smicha cannot be Goyve Chatzin Nezik of Knas. So what do you do if your shore was Mazik, my shore, and I can't collect anything? So if I fall, I lose. So the Gemara says, no, tofas loy mafkin minay. If I go and I chop the shore, let's say your shore tam is worth $100, made me a hefsid $1,000. And the chatzi nezik is $500. So if I go and I grab your shore, then I have a right to keep the shore, even though ain't goyvin dinik nosis begovo, but it tofas loy mafkin minay. So the Rosh there on the Zvav and base has a machloikas harishon. What is that based on? What is Halachi Tofas for Nafkin Minei based on? So some Rishonim say it's a takana de Rabbanan. Because since if they would have lived in Eretz Yisrael, I would have been able to bring into Eden Torah, I would have been able to collect the Chatzin Nezik. So Knas is then good, and I said, because they're not smuchim, so made a takana de Rabbanan, and Tofas for Nafkin Minei. And the Rosh time is what kind of takana? Who needs? He quotes, I think, from the Rav, it says it's a takana. Then the Rosh says, well, I need a takana. He says, it's a real din. What's the din? Ovidin is din ala nafshei b'makom dikav seder. If I'm going to wait till we're going to go for a din Torah, I'll never collect a penny. The bezel will never be able to make a din Torah. What, I can force you? I can't afford to go to Eretz Yisrael. I should spend $1,000 on a trip to go to Eretz Yisrael in order to collect $100 of nez. I can't afford to go spend $1,000. And then those smuchim over here, what, I'm going to fly in smuchim of Eretz Yisrael, but it'll cost $3,000. But they should come. I should go there, it'll cost me $1,000. So I have no choice. I'm entitled to collect the palgan iska, but I don't have the ability to, because there's no bezin that's going to be able to take care of it for me. So since it's hechadik epseida, I'm losing money, so therefore the Rosh says, ovidinish, dino lanafshe. So the Bach, in the end of Parshas Mishpat, is Ben Hilchas Nezikin, Niske Behemto, is Mo'er Akasha. What do you mean? Ovidinish dino lanafshe by Knas. What is the Rosh talking about? How is it possible to apply the klal of Ovidinish dino lanafshe by Knas if the Tosis points out that there's a Yerushalmi, there's a Bavli also, the Gemara in the end of Bava Kama, and Tosis in Ksuvus has a Yerushalmi, that when it comes to a Knas, before Gemar Din, you're not mechuyev to pay Afilu b'vol lotzis yidei shamayim. Even if you want to be a Frumayi, let's say your shore tam was mazik me, and you owe me chatzi nezik. So you know on your own what the hezik was, you can figure out what the chatzi nezik is. Even if you want to be tzaddik and you want to pay on your own, so the Bavli and Bava Kama, the Yerushalmi and Ksuvus, they both say, Afilu b'vol lotzis yidei shamayim, it's meaningless to pay before a Gemar Din. So the Bach is Moira this problem. How can anybody say that he tofas loy mafkin minei by knas, by palgan iska knasa, is an application of the principle of Ovidin Nishdin or the Avshei? But it's not shaykh. Before a Gemar Din, what shaykh to have Ovidin Nishdin or Avshei? Afilu b'bolas yisidei shamayim, there isn't any chiyuv, it's not shaykh to pay knas before a Gemar Din. So the shaykh wrote a sefer that's called Tokfa Koyin. The shaykh happened to be a Bina Koyin. The Shach Sefer, Sifsei Koyin. He was a Koyin. So he wrote a Sefer also, Tokfa Koyin, all about Sveikas. The Gemara in Bava Metzia, in the first parak, has a sugi about Tokfa Koyin. What if the farmer has behemoths were born, and he has a suffix on one of the behemoths, whether it's a b'chor, b'chor. If he knows that it's a b'chor b'chor, he has to give it over to the Koyin. It's one of the chof talad machmas kuna. If he knows it's not a b'chor b'chor, he doesn't have to, he keeps it. What if he has a suffix, whether he has to give it or not? So that's a suffix b'chor. He doesn't have to give it to the Koyin. So the Gemara has a discussion on what if the Koyin grabbed it? What if Tokfa Koyin? Do you say, since it's a suffix, so if the farmer wants to get the b'chor back, let him prove that it's not a b'chor b'chor, and I'll give it back. Since he knows himself it's a suffix, the farmer himself knows that it's a suffix, whether it's a b'chor b'chor or not, so if the Koyin grabbed it, the Koyin has a right to keep it. Maybe I should say no. Tokfa Koyin is matzei noisim yodoy. So there's a whole sefer d'shat. The machlok is how we paskin. The Rambam and the Rashba paskin are Tokfa Koyin. Ain matzei noisim yodoy. All the other Rishonim paskin. And it's an Asik and Mechaber and Ramah, all discussion of Choshen Mishpah. So the Shach has a whole sefer about the details of Sofik Moment. How do you deal with a case of Sofik Moment? So the name of the sefer is Tokfa Koyin. A little sefer. So in the middle, towards the end of the Tokfa Koyin, he quotes this Taina from the Bach. How can the Rosh say that he tofas loy mafkinim minei by Kanas if somebody's Teifeis in Chutzlor, it's in Bavel, where there's no Bezen Shol Smuchim? So the Gemara says in Bava Kama, you leave it like that and he keeps it. So the Bach has the kasha, how can that be based, how can he tell us that Nafkinim may be based on Ovid Inish Din Nafshei? But before there's a Gemar Din by Knash, there's nothing to discuss, even though Balotzi Sidei Shemaim is not Shach today. So how can you say by Knash that it's Ovid Inish Din Nafshei? It doesn't make any sense. So the Shach writes, it's not a kasha. The Shach writes the halach of Ovid Inish Din Nafshei, the Loshana Gemara, and Bobi Kanam, that called Chesem and Aleph was, whenever you apply the klal of Ovid Inish Din Nafshei, so the Gemara says the Loshan is, Nasis Yodah Ki Shliach Bezdin. He has the right to act as if he's a Shliach Bezdin. So the Shach says the same over here. When you have a case of Ovid Inish Din Nafshei by Knas, so we consider it Ki'ilu, there had been a Gemar Din, and Ki'ilu, I'm the Shliach Bezdin, I'm the Nizik. Is if there had been a Gemar Din, if it's clear that Ishor was Mazik me and he owes me the Chatzin Nezik, the only thing is we don't have the official Bezn of Smuchim, we don't have any Eidim, we don't have any Smuchim. But I know the case, it's 100% crystal clear. So then we say, Ovid Inish Din Nafshei, what does it mean? Nasis Yorik Ishler Bezn, we consider it as if there had been a Bezn, as if there had been a Gemar Din, we consider it as if, it's a very strange idea, we consider it as if there had been a Bezn that made a Gemar Din, and I'm the Shliach Bezdin. The fear duroth the Gemar Din of the Bezin. It's a very wild idea, but that's what it says in our Gemara. That's what it says black on white in our Gemara. Ad kidei kach that the Gemara tainah is against Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish learns Pshat and Reb Lezer by the Zeva, Levi Deva, Namaba Bardlis, Bakola Kedem Lohargon, Zacha. So how did Reish Lakish learn Pshat? Who Shaharga? Only if they kill. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, if they kill, so why shouldn't I say, even Shehemisu, Shavina Rabban, Kimanda Gomadinayu, I should consider it as if there had been a Gemar Din, and the Suri Hamaninu. So how can you say Zochat should be Asabano? So the Gemara said, you're right, Zochat means Zochat Lashamayim. He gets schar for the mitzvah. He can't say, Zacha, you win monetarily that you can keep the yor. And the Taka says in the Tosefta, the favor is like Reish Lakish. So true, we don't pass him like Rav Lezer in this topic. We pass him like the Tanakhama, that even Zeva Rilad Leva Namaba Bardalis, you have to make a Gemar Din. But this line of Rav Lezer that it says in the Tosefta, the way the Gemara explained it, is clearly the way the Shach pointed out the Pshat. That's called Ovid Inish Din Nafshei. It's considered Nasis Yodek Hashmiach Bez Lacha Gemar Din. We consider it as if there had been a Gemar Din to the extent that it's Shaykh to pay Knas, to the extent that it's Asabano, that the Shah Nisko is Asabano, and the one who's chapping, not chapping on his own, he's chapping the Torah, Nasis Yodek Hashmiach Bez. So first the Mishnah listed off all the dinim amin instead of b'shloisha. Then it had about Hebrew Hashana, sometimes seven dayanim, the Chatzchila seven. Then you have dinim nefashis, you need 23, even dinim nefashis of Ashur. And then there are some cases we need a bezna shal shivim v'yechod. When do you need shivim v'yechod? So the Mishnah lists off. In tonim loyas ha-shevet, loyas novi ha-sheker, loyas ha-kangodl, el al pibezna shal shiv me-yechad. Eim atzim lamchemes o-shus, el al pibezna shal shiv me-yechad. Eim atzif an al-lir ba-lazares, el al pibezna shal shiv me-yechad. A whole list of things in the Mishnah, Beisam and Aleph, that you require a bezna of shiv me-yechad. So the Gemara wants to know, what does it mean? In tonim is ha-shevet, el al pibezna shal shiv me-yechad. What did the shevet do? We have a din that you need a bezin shal shiv v'yechad to make an irani dachas. That we learn out from psukim. What are the psukim? So the Gemara quotes on Tezayin Amar Aleph. About 10 lines from the top where it says in the Torah, or Dvarim Yud Zayin. It says, V'hotzei so isha hu or so isha hahi. It says, whoever does avodah zarah, you take him el shiarecha to the bezin of Chav Gimel. The local bezin is only a Sanhedrin Tana of Chav Gimel. You only have a Sanhedrin Dor Levi and Aleph in Yerushalayim. It says, if Kisishma b'yachad arecho, if you hear anywhere in Eretz Yisrael that somebody worshipped avodah zarah, and you mevarah that it's so, but says so isha hu, so isha hi, el shiarecha to the bezin of Chav Gimel. So we darshan only ish v'isha, only individuals at the motzi l'sharecha. V'yat the motzi kol hir kulo l'sharecha. But if you have an irani dachas, for that you need a bezin shal shiv v'yechad. So that we know. But we're not sure what this means in the Mishnah. Ein donim es ha-shevet. What do you mean ein donim es ha-shevet? It means that the whole shevet is an irani dachas. Maybe that's what it means. A shevet shehudach, if the shevet worshipped Avodah Zarah, And you want to be done the whole shevet like a nirah nidachas, so you also need a bezna shevet yechad. So the Gemara says it cannot be. That's too many people to be considered a nirah nidachas. So the Gemara starts the topic on the bottom of Tezvav on the days, the last 10 lines. Hai shevet dechot adamai. What avera did the Bnei HaShevet violate that we're judging the whole shevet? If I should say, shevet shechilel es haShabbos, that the whole shevet was mechal Shabbos. So the Gemara says the chalal is nothing to discuss. The only avera that the Torah made a distinction between private people violating the avera or a multitude of people is only an avodah zarah. Of the bishar mitzvahs mipalig and other averas, there's no difference. Another averas, there's no difference. This Gemara is against the Moir and the Buchan. There's a parsha in Sefer Yeshua. It says a chumash that the Bnei Reuven and Gadim Chatzis Shevet HaMenashe requested a Moshe Rabbeinu that they like Eivra Yard. So Moshe Rabbeinu got angry, and then he made a deal that in Yavru Chalutzim and Tav Chalutzim of Nei Achechem, then they get Eivra Yard. If they don't come to help fight the war in Eretz Yisrael, then they don't get Eivra Yard. Then we'll divide everything with the girl. So the Lemaise says in Sefer Yeshua they kept their Haftoche. They fought. They were leading in the war. And then after the whole Melchamas, after everything was all over, after the Kibush Haaretz, then they went back. But it says that Yeshua ben Nun heard a rumor at some later time. He heard a rumor that they made a Mizbeach. And the Macht Shabbos Vazir, they're bringing Shchut Echutz. So he sent a message to the Bnei Gad, the Bnei Reuven, the Chatzis Shevet HaMenashe, that they're not allowed to bring Shchut Echutz. And they have to stop. It's an Issa Kores. If they don't stop, we're going to put together a whole army from all of the other 9.5 Shvatim, and we're going to wage war and wipe them out. So they sent Shluchim. Yeshua ben Nun sent two Rabbanim to give Musa to the Bnei Gad, Bnei Reuven. And then when they came, they were mavar that the rumor was not true at all. They explained, they're not makri of any kabbalists. They want to maintain a kesher with Klal Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael. So they made a mizbech. It was an imitation mizbech. They made an imitation mizbech, but they weren't bringing any kabbalists because they know there's an isekars of shchut v'chutz, and that's the end of the story. So the Rambam and the Moreh Luchim discusses the story in Sefer Yehoshua. What was the happy amina? What was the happening of Yeshua ben Nun? If a person violates Shchut Echutz, the Meizid Yechayv Koretz, the Shoygid Yechayv Chafetz. If it's the Meizid Be'edim of Bahasra, so you give Malkus, but you don't give Nisa. You don't give Nisa. So why did Yeshua ben Nun, why did he think, according to his misinformation, that he was told incorrectly that they're violating Shchut Echutz? So why did he think that they should put together an army and wipe them all out? You don't give an Einish Misa for a violation of Shkut Echutz. So the Rambam explains in the Moreh Nevuchim that the Halacha of Iron Nidachas is not restricted only to the situation where the people worship Avodah Zarah. If you have any city in Eretz Yisrael where they violate Chazer, all the people in the city eat treifus. All the people in the city talk Lashon Hara. Right? All the people in the city do Malacha on Yantar or something like that, whatever. If they made up their mind that they're going to violate the rav of the people in the city, going to violate some aver or another, so there has a dinner, Mir Nidach. That's how it says in the Rambam in the Moreh Nevuchim. In the Yarech HaZokah, he doesn't mention a word of this. The Rambam quotes the dinner of Mir Nidach as in the middle of Hilchas Avodah Zarah. So it sounds like it's only if they worship Avodah Zarah, like it says in the Gemara. Like the Gemara says, nonetheless, the Asanah points out there are some things in the Rambam and the Yarech HaZokah that lead one to believe that he's still going with the Shita, the Rambam and the Yarech HaZokah is still going with the Shita that he wrote in the Moreh Nevuchim. Why? Because the Rambam writes, when the Bez Nagadol hears about the city, that the majority of the people worship Avodah Zarah, so the Rambam describes what they should do. He says they should send two Rabbanim to give them Musa. And then the Rambam says in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, describing Yoni Dachas, and if they do tshuva, it's mutar. So that's the end of the story. If they do tshuva, no din of Yoni Dachas. And if they refuse to do tshuva, then the Rambam has a lashon Zorim Aleihem Lamochomo. I think he is this. The Sanhedrin Doilo should put together an army and they should wage war until they kill all the people in the city. So where did the Rambam get these three ideas? Where did he get the first idea? He sent two Rabbanim to give Musa. It never says in the Gemara. In the end of Sanhedrin is the Sugya of Inidah, the very last two blood. And Sanhedrin is about Inidah, last two blood and Chela. It doesn't say you send two people to give Musa. And then the Rambam writes, and if they do tshuva, it's mutar. That's the end of the story. If they don't do tshuva, then we have to be done, then is already done. Where did he get such an idea? So the Rambam writes on that, Rambam, toiv ha-dovah she-toil ha-tshuva, that's a very nice idea, that tshuva she-el, but he says, we never find bezen shalmata. Bezen shalmata, if you do tshuva, you're off the hook. Bezen shalmata, if they do tshuva, so they don't punish them. The Rambam says he never heard of that. So where did the Rambam get this from? That they send two Rabbanim to give tochacha, to give musar, and if they do tshuva, mutar. That's the end of the story. So the Osamech says, he gets the impression that the Rambam is still learning in the Yad HaZaka, the way he wrote in the Maran Luchim, that Yeshua ben Nun wanted to be done according to what he thought, that they were in violation. He thought they were violating an aver of Shchut Echutz. So he thought the rave of the people had violated Shchut Echutz. So he sent them two Rabbanim to give them Musar, and if they were going to do tshuva, it was going to be mutav. So the Rambam copied over the whole story from Sefer Yeshua and Hilchas Avodah Zarah, that's the way you're supposed to proceed in a case of an Ir Nidachas. And then the Rambam writes the Lashon, and if they don't do tshuva, it's Sarim Aleim Lamachomah. So the Osamech says that's a direct quotation from Sefer Yeshua. That's the exact Lashon that it says over there. So he writes that even the Rambam in the Yad HaZaka sounds like he still holds to that shot. But he wrote the Moreh Nevuchim. It's very shver. Rav Soloveitchik pointed out that Rambam also, that the Osamech points out, that the Rambam seems to be following what he wrote in the Moreh Nevuchim. It's very shver, it's against the Gemara, the Moshe de Ferish. Eimad de Palak Rahmani ben Yechidim le Merubim, le Inyan Avodizah, le Inyan Shamitzis, le Inyan Shamina, le Inyan Shamina. Yeah, it comes out that it never happened, Abandu. Yeah. Abandu, Stamatel. For Yichud, yeah, that's another thing. The Gemara says that you stand alone two Talmid HaChamim to prevent Yichud. Then the Gemara says, why do they have to be Talmid HaChamim? They should know to be able to give Hasrah, yeah. If they would send two Balabatim, that would also prevent Yichud. But they have to send two Talmid HaChamim, number one, to prevent Yichud with the husband, and number two, to give Musa to the Seita, right? But this is a different thing, to give Tachach. But let's take the Gemara, Koshim Shah, the whole only Aveira that has a din of Ir Nidachas is Avodah Zarah. That's Pashup Shah. So the Gemara says, obviously, we're not talking about a Shevet where they were Mechal Shabbos, Elo, B'Shevet Shehuda. We must be talking about a Shevet that they all worshipped Avodah Zarah. Freg the Gemara, and you mean to tell me that just like there's a din of Ir Nidachas, that the Gemara learned that, Ish V'Ish Atamotzi L'Sherech, V'Atamotzi Kalu Yekulu L'Sherech, that an Ir Nidachas has to have a Gemara din of Bezna Vainale. So if the whole Shevet violated Avodah Zarah, the whole Shevet will be punished like an Ir Nidachas. Freg the Gemara, is that so? There's no upper limit? And even if the Shevet has 30 cities, 50 cities, you wipe them all out, they all have a din of Ir Nidachas. Well, let's say you have one big New York City. The din of Ir Nidachas is only in Eretz Yisrael, it's not in America. So let's say in Eretz Yisrael you have one gigantic city that has a few million population. So you'll wipe out a whole such a gigantic city with the din of Ir Nidachas. The Gemara says it cannot be. The main way, you mean to tell me, the bedina de Rabim Daininalei, that even if the city, the Ir Nidachas, has such a gigantic population, they still have a din of Ir Nidachas. Kiman, who she is, it like Rabbi Yeshiva, like Rabbi Yenison. There is a machlokes hatanoim. What's the minimum population the city has to have in order to qualify to be an Ir Nidachas? What's the maximum population? Because the pasuk says, "Kisishma biachas arecha, asher Hashem apech nasim lachodesh batecha." So the din of Ir Nidachas says in the Chumash it depends on an ear. What constitutes an ear? What's called an ear? We have the halacha of the ear is relevant, let's say, for Ari Miklot. We designate Sheish Ari Miklot. So we want to know, where are the borders of the city? Where does the city begin? Where does the city end? And what constitutes a city? I don't know, in secular law, what's a city and what's a village and what's a metropolis? But the halacha has something to say about it. Well, let's say, egla rufa. If you find someone murdered in Eretz Solo, know the Mihiko, so you have to measure to the closest cities. So you don't measure to the closest villages, only to the closest cities. So what constitutes a city? Or for the, that, these are dinim deraisa. Or a miklot is a din deraisa. How much of the city, what constitutes a city? Where does the girl Adam not have the right to kill a Retzech? And where does he have the right to kill a Retzech? The Ari Miklot didn't have walls around them. They were open cities. And the same thing Egla Rufa. When you measure to the cities for the purposes of Egla Rufa, the cities don't have walls around them. So you have to know what's Kaveya, what's considered a city, and how far out, where do you draw the city limits? We know the Dinim Benegeir to Dinim Derabbanan. That annoying. We don't have any Egla Rufa Bismanazah, and we don't have any of the Ari Miklot Bismanazah, but we have a Din of Tchum Shabbos. So Tchum Shabbos is a Din, you're not allowed to go Alpay Mamo, Chutz La'ir. But the whole city, you can have the same thing Benegeir to Tchum Shabbos. What determines that this is an ear that you have a right to go from one end to the other, and then Alpay Mamo. So the Mishnah, both in Erevin, Dachim Tesem and Alp, and in Erevin, says the same thing. You have to have two chatzeres, botei orei hachatzerim. The Mishnah in Erechin learns it out from the Pasuk botei. Botei orei hachatzerim, you have to have a minimum of two chatzeres, and every chatzer has to have a minimum of two batimim. A bayis is where you have an apartment where a family lives. A chatzer is where you have an enclosed area, and in the enclosed area you have two different batim. One family, Reuben's family lives here, Shimon's family lives there. So we know when you get to Dinam the Rabbanan, the Shlomo HaMelech was a Masakin that you need Erev Echatzer. So you're not allowed to carry, even though there's a wall around the whole chatzer, and then Atera you're permitted to carry, the whole chatzer is one big Rishon Sayochid. But with the Rabbanan, Shlomo HaMelech made a takana that you're not allowed to carry from the batim to the chatzer, from the chatzer to the batim, from one bais to the other bais, unless they made an Erev Echatzer. But we're used to thinking that batim and chatzeres, these are all takonas de rabbanon, but it's not so. The concepts exist on the level of the eye. So there is a concept of chatzer that's relevant to the definition of ear. This ear only qualifies as an ear if it has a minimum of two chatzeres, two areas that are enclosed, and each of those chatzeres has to have within it two batim, a minimum of two.